Central family, and welcome to another day of Lockdown Devotions with Central. I am Carsten Rembold, one of the pastoral interns here at Central. As you know, we are in round two, day two of Lockdown Devotions, currently sitting in 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 17. Pastor Jabba really did a good job yesterday of setting us up with an understanding that Paul is refuting and telling Timothy to refute these false teachers that are coming up in Ephesus. Right, and as he does with many other letters, he understands that these false teachers might come back and say, but Paul, were you not that man who persecuted Christians? And Paul comes out the gates and he says, I am thankful to Jesus, not myself, thankful to Jesus that he has given me this ministry. Though, and he acknowledges that yes, he did come from this position, that he was a person who did do these things, a person who was ignorant. He has been by God's, by Jesus' mercy, brought out of that position of ignorance and unbelief into a knowledge and into belief of Jesus Christ as God. But he uses this not just as a guard, he takes it further in this central passage that we see in the middle where he says that it's a saying is trustworthy and worthy of acceptance. He's really setting us up for what? Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And I think the instant thinking might have been people out there, those other people, and Paul says, no, of whom I am the foremost of sinners, with everybody else, in need of saving like everybody else. And Paul instantly takes us, and they would have thought this is Paul's weakness. His weakness is that he's sinful. And Paul, I love the fact that he says, I am a sinner. He doesn't say, I was a sinner. He says, I am a sinner. And it really points to his own sinful nature, but he points to that as a point of strength and not a point of weakness as they see it. He says it's a point of strength. Why? Because Jesus Christ's character, who he is revealed in the fact that I have this weakness as a sinner. Because it reveals that God's grace, his glory, his majesty is being proclaimed in transforming me, in making me more like him, in the fact that I'm now showing faith and I'm showing love to others in Christ Jesus, right? Even as the sinner. And because of that fact, I now have strength and authority to the rest of this world because they can come to believe by my witness. They can come to believe in Jesus Christ. He takes his weakness and turns it to a point of boasting. And I really want to read verse 17 because I think it even solidifies this idea even more. It says, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. He points and he goes, God gets the glory. He's deserving of the glory. He's the one who should get all praise and all honor and all glory, not my teaching, not my authority. I live for his authority. And this brings me back just to how do we apply this to the church? And to me, really what Paul's saying is we need to look at where does our authority come from? Does our authority come from our own strength, or does it come from a strength of knowledge and passion and belief in the gospel? A transformed heart in the gospel. Are we giving glory to ourselves? Are we living for the glory of God alone? Do we point to him as our final authority, anchoring ourselves in the fact that we are boasting as sinners saved by grace, boasting in our weakness all the more that we might see him glorified and lifted high? Have a good rest of your day, church.